Okay, today's daf is Menachos Daf Tzadi. Menachos Daf Tzadi, as we know, the letter is Tzadi, not Tzadik, from the Gemara in Shabbos Kuf Dalet. Today's year is sponsored, I'm just going to read it anonymously in honor of me, somebody who enjoys the Shiurim and considers the Shiurim a wonderful inspiration for him and his family, Chag Sameach. So I thank you for the sponsorship, and the feelings are mutual. Everybody's we're all an inspiration for each other, hopefully, as we continue learning and be mechazik each other every single day on this Yontif of Erev Yontif of Kabbalah Satorah. Shem should give us chizik every single morning, every single day, whenever we listen to learn together. I know whether it's another year plus, whether it's more than that, whatever it is, whatever we're up to in the cycle, we should all just have chizik and chachma and simcha sachayim in order to be able to continue our learning together for a long time. So thank you very much. Okay. So we are on Daf Peites Amid Beis. Peites Amid Beis, we did the statement of Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said that an Asher Mitzorah that was Shechted Shelo Lishmo, is about 10 lines up from the bottom, an Asher Mitzorah that was Shechted Shelo Lishma still requires Nisachim. That's what the context of our sugi is about, the Nisachim that's brought with every carbon. So an Asher Mitzorah that was Shechted L'shem, a different carbon, even though it does not have its connection anymore to its owner, as we learned in the first Mishnah in Zvachim and in Menachis, that a carbon shachah shalol l'shmo is kosher below all the levayim l'shem chova. So we still, Rabbi Yochanan still requires that a sachah to be brought, because if not, you passel the carbon. What does that mean? You passel the carbon. After all, ask the Karen Ora, even if you don't bring a sachah at all, it's not ma'akiv the kashrus of the carbon. So says the Karen Ora. No, but here specifically, if you don't let the Nesachah be brought, then you are saying it is a different kind of carbon. It's not an Asham Mitzorah anymore. Maybe it's Stam an Asham, but an Asham Kim Babin is not Babin Adava. So what other carbon is it? So therefore, one has to bring the Nesachim also. Then the Gemara said, what about all these other cases? What about the Tamid Shel Shachar? What about the Tamid Shel Ben Harbayim? What about the Karban HaOmer? Don't all of those that are Shelo Lishmo have to be taken care of and continued with the Gizrin, with the double Mincha, the Chulu? And the Gemara's first answer was, you're right, in Achinami. It is, that's true. All of these animals, all of these karbanos, Rabbi Yochanan would say the same thing. Just before we do the second answer, just one hour, and that is the karbanos tamid are brought up here. The tamid shel shachar, the shachar shel lishmo, should need two gizrin eitzim brought up by one kohen, and the tamid shel ben arbayim with two kohanim. Okay, there are different details about the karbanos shel shachar, the tamid shel shachar, and the tamid shel ben arbayim. There is, though, an important machlokas to remember. I think we've mentioned this in the past, and that is how many mitzvahs are there of the karban tamid every day. How many mitzvahs? We bring the carbon tamid every morning, we bring it every afternoon, late afternoon. How many mitzvahs? So that's the machlokas between the Rambam and the Ramban. The Rambam counts it as one mitzvah. One mitzvah to bring the carbon tamid every day. And the Ramban says, what are you talking about? There's a mitzvah during the day, there's a mitzvah during the night. So it's two mitzvahs. Two mitzvahs, just like the Ramban would say, what about tefillin? Right, that's two places on your body, but it's the same idea, and yet it's counted as two mitzvahs. So to hear two karban tamid counted as two mitzvahs. Or another machlokas, same issue, is the ketores. The ketores brought in the day and at night. We bring it twice a day. Again, the Rambam counts it as one mitzvah, and the Rabban counts it as two mitzvahs. Or even kriyashma. So mitzvahs say kriyashma every day. The Rambam, mitzvah yud, I think, says there's one mitzvah of kriyashma. So mitzvah say kriyashma twice a day, but it's one mitzvah, one of the 613, and the Ramban counts it as two separate mitzvos. So that is a machlokas, general machlokas. Question is, what's the lumdus? The Ramban seems to be right. It's two different time periods for the mitzvah. How can you say it's counted as one mitzvah? Two different time periods. So Rav Soloveitchik suggests, Rav Shachter has this in Eretz HaTzvi, the end of Simin Yud. Shlodasa Rambam Nicha. No, what's the svara for the Rambam? Sometimes you have an example that even though the time to do a mitzvah is delayed, but the conceptual reality of the mitzvah, the b'chayiv of the mitzvah might be even earlier. For example, we've discussed in the past, when does the status of shofar start? The shofar start the morning of Rosh Hashanah? Or there are sources that seem to say that shofar starts when Rosh Hashanah starts. You can't blow it until the next morning. But the status of shofar, the Shulchan Aruch says, can I use a shofar of an Avodah Zarah of a Goy? If a Goy worships the shofar. So the Shulchan Aruch says, as long as he was mevatel the Avodah Zarah before Yom Tov started. ask the Bir Halacha, what does the Yantif have to start for? Before the morning. That's when you're Yotzi the Mitzvah. Why do you have to have it before Yantif starts? The answer is because you can have a status of a Mitzvah even before the time that you could fulfill the Mitzvah. So, or Lulav also, Lulav, Shofar. Bris Mila is spoken about. When does the Mitzvah of Bris start? You're right, you can't fulfill it until day 8. But there are some sources that seem to say that the status of the Chiyuv of Mila, or the Shem Arel, starts the night before. Starts going into the 8th day. So to hear, Rav Soloveitchik suggests that even though the Rambam holds that it is one, how could the Rambam hold that it's one big mitzvah of Kriyishma, of Ktores, of Tamid? The Aftazman Kiyama mitzvah the Tamid, Shobain Arbayim, Shonehu Mizman Kiyama mitzvah the Tamid Shal Shachar, and they have different times. Yeshlomar, Dizman Hachiv Shal Shneim Shaveh. Even if the Kiyam is at different times, the Chiv is the same, that every morning is Chal the Chiv to bring two Tvidim, even though you only bring one in the afternoon. And he quotes one other Raya to this. To this idea, and that is the Gemara Sanhedrin. The Gemara Sanhedrin on Daf Chaf tells us that when Bnei Yisrael Mehiri Bana Beis HaMikdash, or Mehiri Yigala of Mashiach, when Mashiach comes, we will have three mitzvahs to do. Just like we had three mitzvahs to do, Bizman, right, going way back, when in the times of Tanakh, so too we will have three mitzvahs. What are those three mitzvahs that we'll have when we go to Eretz Yisrael? To appoint a king, to wipe out Amalek, and to build the Beis HaMikdash. Those three mitzvahs. And the Gemara says it has to be done in that order. In that order. First you gotta appoint the king, in order to then create an army, and then to wipe out Amalek. And then after we get wipe out Amalek, then we can build the base of Mikdash. Answer of Soloveitchik, why does the Gemara say that there are three mitzvahs commanded right when we go into Eretz Yisrael? It's only one mitzvah. It's one mitzvah that we have to do. The other two mitzvahs you have to do afterwards. The one mitzvah is to appoint the king. After that, then you have to wipe out Amalek. After that, then you have to build the base of Mikdash. Why does the Gemara say that there are three mitzvahs when we enter Eretz Yisrael? It says Rav Soloveitchik, the same idea. Really, all three mitzvahs, conceptually, start right when we go into Eretz Yisrael, but the time to fulfill the mitzvahs are somewhat delayed. Okay, we'll stop here, but there are other examples of this phenomenon in Simin Yud in Eretz HaTzvi. Right, beginning, we have the beginning of Pesachim. When does the Chiyuv of Karan Pesach start? Does it start in the morning? Does it start in the afternoon? So that is all an important point related to the Machlokas, to the Rambam and the Rabban. Again, how many mitzvahs are there related to Kriyishma? Let me ask one other question. Shagas Aryeh discusses. The mitzvah of Kriyishma, is that a Zman Grama? Is Kriyishma a Zman Grama? Are women obligated to say Kriyishma? So you might say, what do you mean? Of course it's a Zman Grama. Why, of course? Because there's a mitzvah of Kriyishma Bayom, and you can't do that at night. The Kriyishma Balayla that you can't do Bayom. Or do you say, and this is a fascinating question, if there's a mitzvah that you have to do every second of the day, even though one of it is during the day, one of them is during the night, is that called the Zman Grama? Every second of the day, there is a mitzvah of Kriyishma. So maybe it's connected to this Machlokas Rambam and Ramban. Right? If you say, according to the Rambam, that it's one big mitzvah, that you fulfill part now, part then, so maybe it's not a Zman Grama. Because it's one mitzvah that applies always. Mashiach, according to the Ramban, again, you don't have to say this, but it could be that that machlokas could affect the issue of whether it's called the Zman Grama or not. Lamaisa, women should be makabel ol malchus shamayim on themselves, at least, right, depending how much time they have, at least in the hierarchy of tefillah, but they should have certain type of kabbalas ol malchus shamayim each day. Okay, let's continue. So the Gemara quoted Rabbi Yochanan, and we said in the first answer, in Achinami, all that he would say the same idea by all of these karbanos. Rabbi Abba Amar, Bishlama Hanach Olosin. Rabbi Abba says, no, there's something unique about Asher Mitzora. We're defined by all the other ones, we understand why they would not have to be continued to be brought as they were. Meaning, even if you don't bring the wood, and even if you don't bring the double mincha, they would still be okay. Why? Because at root, they're olos. Hanach olos ninu. So ilo chazu, lo olas chova, karbi lo olas adava. So what's going to happen? The tamid you brought shalol l'shma. So what is it? So it could switch it to an ola. An olas adava? Okay, fine. You have such a concept. Ela hacha, but here by the asham, ilo mukmis lei b'milsei, asham nedava miika. There's no such thing as an asham nedava. Right, therefore, That is why we need, Rabbi Yochanan specifically says, Asha Mitzora, and not the others. Well, Krisus, please, if possible. Thank you. So that is answer number two, that Rabbi Abba says, the Dafka Asha Mitzora was said, and not the other Karbanas. Tani Kavasi Rabbi Yochanan, Arai is brought to Rabbi Yochanan, the original statement, Asha Mitzora Shashalto Shlo Lishmo, and Asha Mitzora that was shechted, Lishem a different Karban, Oh, Shlo Natan Midamo Al Gabi Bahonos. Or, for some reason, you did it lishma, but you didn't sprinkle the blood on the thumbs and on the big toes of the mitzora, which is part of the tara process. Harezu olo legabe mizbeach. It's a kosher animal, v'tar nisachim, and it requires nisachim, v'tzorach hashem acher latiro. But you still have to bring another asham. If you didn't do the matan on the bahonos, you have to bring another asham. Yes, you have to bring the nisachim with the first asham, like Rabbi Yochanan says. And that's the right to Rabbi Yochanan, but one requires another Hashem as well. Another Hashem as well. The Brisker Rav has the suffix. Thank you. The Brisker Rav has the suffix of, he has this earlier, because we had this concept on Daf Hey earlier, when we say that the another Hashem has to be brought to do the matan on the bahonos. Why is that? What did the first Hashem not accomplish? Did it not accomplish any chiyuv at all of the Asha Mitzorah? And that's why you have to bring another Asha and do the Matan and the Bahonos? Or do we say, no, it accomplished the Asha of the Mitzorah. There's a separate chiyuv, though, of Matan Dam on the Bahonos, separate from the chiyuv of the Asha Mitzorah. V'yesh lachkar, ask the Griz, Daf Hey, Heicha delo nasad midamo al gabi ha-bahonos, iha asham ino olo lo klau, betores chovas ha-mitzorah. Did the Asham not count at all? Kiva delo nasan mimenu agabi bahonos, because you didn't put on the bahonos. Vitzorach asham acher gabki lechovas ha'asham. Even chovas ha'asham, you need the second asham to fulfill your asham obligation. O efshar, or possibly, the chovas ha'asham kvar yatsa mitzora. The chovas ha'asham was already fulfilled. Kiva de nishcha lishmok b'chol adinim, since it was already shechted lishmo. Ela, the tzorach asham acher lemitzvah v'chovas bahonos bovad. But you need another chiv, you have to bring another asham for the chovas ha'asham. No, I'm sorry, not for the Chovas HaAsham, for the Chovas HaBahonos. And the Chiddush is, Diafagab, the Chovas HaAsham, Kfar Yasi, De Chovaso, even though you've already fulfilled your Chiyuv of the Asham, and Asham is not Babad Adava, you can still bring another Asham to fulfill your Bahonos. That's enough, that's allowed. It's allowed, even though you've already fulfilled your Asham responsibilities. And it says, Lamai Nafkamina, only the Brisker Rav could ask Lamai Nafkamina to this Chakira, whether your first animal was considered in your Asha Mitzora or was it totally Pasul, there is a question by Mitzora. There are a couple of animals brought by a Mitzora, a set. Which animal is Koveya for the other one in terms of what type it has to be? There's certain packages of Mitzora, they have to be of the same type. So if I bring the Chatas, does that determine what my Asham has to be? If I bring the Asham, does that determine what my Chatas has to be? So according to the Manda Amar, says the Griz, of Asham Koveya, so then it's important to know which is the real Asham here. That's an Afkamina to this Chakira. Is the first one the Asham? Let's say you bring two different types. Is the first one the Asham? Is the second one the Asham? That is a Nafkamina. Okay, so that is a Brisker Rav's question related to the last line before the Mishnah. Okay, now we continue. Still talking about different measurements in the Beis HaMikdash. We had 2 days ago, we had the liquid measurements. 3 days ago, we had the dry measurements. Yesterday, we said, could you mix the measurements? That was yesterday's Mishnah, and now we continue. Call me those. I bet Hashem. Scheduling note. So last night we had a shiur related to Tokhtei Dibur. Hopefully it's up. Bez Hashem, there will be daf Thursday morning. It's Yantif Sheni and Chutz Laaretz, but I believe neder. There'll be. We'll let everybody know after Yantif, but they'll we'll put out the word. But I hope to have a daf Thursday morning, and I hope to have a parsha shiur Thursday night. Hope Bez Hashem. All of those are in the realm of hopes. So Bez Hashem, siyata d'shvaya. Okay, says the Mishnah. Call midos v'mikdash hayu nigdashos. All the midos, all the measuring kalim in the base of mikdash were heaping, meaning they were all a little. They were all allowed to be makadesh, as we'll see in a second. Parts of what was put into it that was above the rim, right? They were all heaping. Chutz mishel koing, and they were all used as heaping. Meaning, when you said this is going to be an Isaron, it meant a Hipig Isaron. That's why they use the Kalim. Chutz Mishal Kohen Gadol, except for the Chavitim of the Kohen Gadol, the Mincha that was brought every single day, Shaya Gochel Atocha. That was a little bigger, so that it wasn't heaping. It was inside. It was inside the rim, and that is what was used. Midas Halach, period. Midas Halach, all the Kalim, of liquids, Beirutseihen Kodesh, there, above the rims, as we spoke about, the foam of liquids, the fizz of liquids, that is Kodesh. Umidas Hayavesh, Beirutseihen Chol. And Midas Hayavesh, what's above the rim, is Chol. That's the Tanakhama. First opinion in the Mishnah is a difference between Lach and Yavesh. Lach above is Kodesh, and Yavesh above is Chol. Rabbi Akiva Omer, different Shita. Midas Halach Kodesh. The Kalim themselves of Lach are considered Klesharis. Lefichach Beirutseihen Kodesh. Therefore, because they are Kodesh, they're above the rim is Kodesh. Midas Hayavesh Chol. Wow. The Klesharis of Midas Hayavesh are themselves Chol. They're not true Klesharis. Lefichach Beirutseihen Chol. Therefore, their Beirut is Chol. They're above is Chol. You might ask then how is what is inside Kodesh? Right, if they're Beirutseihen, forget the Beirutseihen, what about inside? So Rashi says, that's Kedushas Peh. Because you have Kavada to be Mekadesh what's inside, and therefore, even though the Kli is not Mekadesh it, your Kedushas Peh is Mekadesh it. And that is how it works. As we will see, the Gemara is going to suggest. Rabbi Yossi Omer, a third idea, Lo Mishum Zeh, the reason, arguing with Rabbi Akiva, the reason that the Beirutsin of Lach are Kodesh, while the Beirutsin of Yavesh are not Kodesh, is not for a lumdish reason. Ella is for the following reason. Shehalach ne'ekar, or ne'ekar, v'yavesh ino ne'ekar. When it comes to liquids, the part of the liquid that is above the rim had at one time been below the rim. Because liquid, you know, changes place with itself. You can have liquid that's above and below and moves around. So that's why even though this part of it above the rim, we can assume that it was below the rim at some point, that it was the Skadesh. That's why the Beirutseihen by Lach are Kodesh. When it comes to Yavesh, no. Where it is, it was. If it's above now, so it came in last, and it was never in, and therefore it's going to be Chol. Right, so that is Reb Yossi's Shita. Period. So Gemara asks, Mani, who is this opinion in the Mishnah that says that all the Midos were Nigdashos, right, except for one, Rabbi Meir, if it's Rabbi Meir, Shita Chag Gadosh Have, remember we had back four days ago, on Daf Tezayin, we had, according to Rabbi Meir, there was only one heaping Kli in the entire set of Kalim. So if it's only one, that can't be our Mishnah says all the Midos of the Midos were Nigdashos. So if there's only one, so according to Rabbi Meir, there's only one. E Rabbanan Chada Umachuk Kaveh. According to Rabbanan, there was only one, and it was Machuk. And there wasn't any heaping. There wasn't any Kalim that took into account the heaping. So I'm Rav Chisda, La'olam Rabbi Meir, Umay Kol Midos, Kol Medidos. You're right. According to Rabbi, there was only one Kli. It doesn't mean in the Mishnah all the Kalim, all the Midos, but it means all the measurings that you did with one Kli. With one Kli, and that's how you could read the Mishnah. Period. Midas Halach Beirutseihen Kodesh. The liquid measurements, their overflows, or Kodesh. But my Kamiflagi, what is the Machlokas about here? So we have this once before in the Masechta. Tanakama Savar, the Tanakama who says Lach, yes, and Yavish, no. Savar, Tanakama Savar, Midas Halach, Nimshecha, Beimi Bifnim, Beimi Machutz. The Midas Halach, the liquid measurements, says the Tanakama, that they were anointed, they were sanctified, inside and outside. And therefore the Tanakama holds, even the overflow is sanctified. Why? Sounds like from the Tanakhama, because the outside of a Kli also has the status of a Kli. And the overflow is touching the outside of the Kli, it's like hanging over, and therefore, both the inside and the outside are Kodesh by Lach. Midas Yavesh, Nimshach Bifnim, lo Nimshach Mibachutz. Midas Yavesh are only Nimshach inside and not outside. And therefore, only what's inside is this Kadesh, and not what's outside. That is the Tanakhama Shita. So literally, it goes by wherever, if it touches a Klisharis, so that's all that matters. So it depends what is called the Klisharis. Is it Nimshach outside also or just inside? Oh, why aren't they?
Moshe people
Why aren't they Moshe B'chutz? Maybe that was the din. That was the tzivui. Tzivui was to only be Mekadosh the inside by those. You gotta, right? That's the law. Rabbi Akiva Sava. Rabbi Akiva says, Midas halach nipshach b'chutz. Midas halach, I'll agree, were nipshach, both. And that's why Rabbi Akiva says that Beirut Sehen, everything is kodesh by lach, like the Tanakama. Midas yavesh, lo nipshach kolikur. Midas yavesh were not nipshach at all. And therefore, it's Beirut Sehen are not kodesh. Right? And this is where we said, well, how is it kodesh at all that even what's inside? This is what Rashi says on this line. See Rashi about the 10th skinny line. V'cholhi, ulefichach, masha bifnim b'kli kdushas peh, hu debekadish lei. Only b'kdushas peh. The Karen Ora says here, sounds like from Rashi, that the overflow, according to Rabbi Akiva, is total chulin. That's what it sounds like from Rashi. He says, I can't buy that. Total chulin? You wouldn't even have to redeem it at all? Mashma mi daito de beirut se yave shem chulin gemurim v'kfar kasafti lael de benira li de beirut se la kodesh haidu de kachidu klisharis klushas aguf u beirut se yave shchol de enalein klushas aguf avaloshi yechulin legamrei. I find that hard to believe that it's total chulin. What about the Isra of chulin ba'azara? What about, you know, it's very difficult. So I just think kodesh and chol here means klushas aguf and klushas damim. That's what I think it means, and therefore, al karchach miskadish achar kach kishenivlal im hashemen keechar likmots. Does vade miskadish klushas aguf? He says, I can't believe that it's totally chol, even though that's what it sounds like from the shita of Rashi in Rabbi Akiva. That is the Karen Oris Ha'ara. Let's just do what the other shita, the last shita, Rabbi Yossi Savar. So we have the Tanakama, that it's nimshach inside and outside. Well, Rabbi Akiva, that it's nimshach, only the lach is nimshach and not the yavish. For Rabbi Yossi Savar, Rabbi Yossi in our Mishnah, who said that it all depends, the liquids flow in. Edi nimshach abim b'fnim, v'lo nimshach abim b'chutz. Really, I hold that they're only nimshach abim b'fnim. Ever or kalim. V'hacha hayro time of the lach? Why is lach? Why do we say that here the lach, the beirut of the kodesh, the lach ne'akar umi gava demana ka'asi? It was inside the kli anyway. V'hayavish ino ne'akar, and the yavish is not ne'akar, the yavish doesn't move. Says the Gemara one more line, v'chi ne'akar mayhave gavra l'may detzarka mechavein. So what if it moved and it went up? Doesn't the person only have in mind what's inside the kli? Even if you want to say what's above used to be inside the kli, doesn't it? The gavra only have in mind what's inside the kli. Amar of Dibi Bari Shishna, Mishmei the Rav, Zoso Maris. This must be what we have said. Klisharis Mekachin Shelo Midas. A klisharis could sanctify even without specific das for it to sanctify. Right, so that is, and therefore, even though it's not in the kli anymore, once it was in the kli, it's Mekadish Shelo Midas. Whenever this principle comes up, we like to quote the Chiddush of the Mikdash David. The Mikdash David says, Kiddush mi das, does that mean? Let's say you would need das. This says you don't need das. We're going to say you need das in a second. But even if you need das, what kind of das do you need? You don't need, says the Mikdash David, based on Rayas, you don't need das directly. This kli should sanctify what's in it. But the das is that this kli should do what it's supposed to do. A little more general das. He uses that to explain a number of Rayas. He says this in Simit Gimel, Sivkat and Vav. Nearly loma davar chadash. The lo beinashi kavanaso dafka lekadesh. Rak beinashi kavanaso lasos beklishares mashit sarach lasos bahen. For rak baosan kalim shekol nesinasan letochan who rak kedel lekadesh sarach shi kavanaso lekadesh is el malachtan. Aval osan kalim shehein lo malachtan betzarach lases letochan bishvel eze malacha in neskavin lezor malacha chashiv ladas. As long as you have kavana to do what it's supposed to do. Shari dait to haisa lasos beklim mashit sifsator lasos bahen. And this can answer many questions that he brings up. The first one that we always mention is the question of misasek. What do you need if you hold that it's mekadesh even automatically? So why does misasek need a pasik in zvachim mem zayin to exclude misasek by kachin? Why don't we just say that there's no das there? The answer is no, that there is general das to go to put to, for the kli to do what it's supposed to do. You don't need das lekadish. That's why you need the pasuk by misasik. Okay, that is all. First approach of the Gemara. Ravina Amar. Let's continue. Ravina has another source for another way of explaining the Braisa. Really, klisharis is only midas. It's only midas. You need the das. Aye. So then we're still within the shita of the last sheet of Rabbi Yossi. So why should I care what's above if it had been within? But I only had in mind to do what's in. Ugzera shema yomru motiyim klisharis lachol. No, because I might say people realize when they see this klisharis, they'll realize this reality of lach being inside and going above. So they know this liquid had been inside the klisharis, and then they'll just see you use it for chulin without being potet. So they'll think, oh, I didn't realize that. You can be potet kodesh lachol, period, automatically. And it could go from kodesh lachol even without proper pidyon. So therefore, because of that gzeira, we say, that's why Rabbi Yossi says what he says on a drabanon level. Period. Mosev Reb Zera, is that really true that we're gozer that people are going to be motzi miklisharis lachol? Mosev Reb Zera, seder es alecha v'sabazichin la'achar haShabbos. V'hikter es abazichin b'Shabbos. The halacha is, as we know, that the lechem haponim are switched every Shabbos. It's a machlokas we're going to have later on. Whether when the pasuk says in Parshat Tetzaveh that we have the lechem haponim there tamid. If we have to have it there always, does that mean every second of every day? And therefore on Shabbos, when the lechem haponim is switched, you have to have a number of kohanim go in, some with the old, some to get the old, some to get the new, and the second that the old lechem haponims are pulled out, the new ones have to be slid in, does that what tamid means? Or do we say, no, don't make ourselves crazy. Tamid means daily. Right, daily. Right, like the carbon tamid is brought twice a day. It's not brought every second of the day. Carbon tamid is brought daily. So do we say there too, as long as it is, the new ones are put in the same day as the old ones are taken out, that is good enough. But generally it's done on Shabbos. And it stays there till the following Shabbos. What happens if for some reason, a person, the Kohanim, put the lechem haponim there on Sunday? They put it there on Sunday instead of Shabbos. And then 6 days later on Shabbos, they take it off. So the halacha is, the lechem haponim is pasul. Because the lechem haponim have to be on there at least a week. That's the din, right? That was the nace that the lechem haponim stayed fresh. We had that earlier, right? They used to hold up the shulchan and say, look how much Hashem loves us, right? The lechem haponim is still fresh. That was a gemara we had. We're on a daf chav tesem and aleph. We had nace gadol nasab lechem haponim siluko kisiduro. Right, its removal was like it's putting on the shenemar latsum lechem cham b'yom hilacho. Right, that was the nes gadol that occurs. Right, why did they lift up the shulchan? Why did they just lift up the bread? We had a whole discussion there about this nes. Was it always how the Radvaz had a shuv? If you remember, how did they know it was fresh by lifting it up? How did they know it was fresh? What, it looked fresh? Was it the steam? But usually there's no steam unless you cut it open. So that was the Radvaz Shuvah that we discussed back then on Daf Chavtes. Anyway, so that's the halacha. It has to be there for at least a week. Or Rashi's way of formulating it, it has to be there for two Shabbosos. That's Rashi's formulation. Not a week, two Shabbosos. It's gotta be there. Shetzorach she'elechem al shulchan be Shabbosos. That's the din. And therefore here, if it was only there for part of one Shabbos, he took it off for one Shabbos, therefore it is pasul. Case of Yasas, what are you supposed to do in that case? Let's say they didn't get their act together. They only put it on there.
The
first time. What's going to happen? Unless, right, Mashiach's not going to come on a Friday, right, it says, or Shabbos. So it's going to come on a Wednesday. So unless we're going to wait until Shabbos to put it on. I don't know what's going to happen. Are we, the first time it's going to happen, are we going to wait or are we going to do it that day? Either way, so let's say you're going to put it on that day. Let's say we're going to get the people who know the special family that knows the secrets of baking the lechem haponim. Right, we're going to have to get them back. And they're going to make the lechem haponim. So what are you supposed to do if it's there on Tuesday? So you got to wait an extra week. There's no problem with leaving it on an extra week. Kesed yaseh, yanichenu l'shan haba, l'shabbos haba. Shafilu hu al shulchan yamim Shabbos haba l'shan haba. Shafilu hu al shulchan yamim rabim. Even if it's on the shulchan many days, ein mekaklom. That's the halacha. If you're a couple of days, even a day short, the halacha is that we leave the lechem haponim on the shulchan. Ask the Gemara Avamai. How can you do this? Hasam nami. Why aren't we worried? Lema gezeira shemayomur mafkitin beklisharis. Maybe people are going to say, wow, the lechem haponim, things are allowed to stay extra. As long as they're at a klisharis, there's no psul of lina. Just like here, you can leave the cliche, you can leave the lechem apanim on there. It's klisharis as long as you want. So too it must be. You can leave anything in a klisharis as long as you want. And there's no psul of lina. And that's not true. So why aren't we worried about that? Just like we're worried that people are going to see the liquid brim, the over the brim, and they're going to say, hey, that goes mikodesh l'chol. So to here, why aren't we worried that people are going to see this? Answers the Gemara, no, there's a big difference in terms of geography. Pnim achutz karamis, you're asking inside to outside, pnim lav kuliyam ayaldi. Chutz l'kuliyam ayaldi. The shulchan is inside the heichal. How many people are in there? A couple of kahanim, kohanim's rizimim. Kohanim aren't going to make a mistake. Outside, when it comes to the minchas, that's not in the Azara. There are a lot of Yisraelim in the Azara, they could be on the east side of the Azara. In the for sure, in the first 11 Amos, the Ezra Yisrael, right? So therefore, we have to be more worried when it's in public than it's in private. And therefore, we don't make a gzeira by the lechem apanim, but we do make a gzeira by the midos hayavesh and midos halach. Period. Tzad Hasa says the Mishnah, talking more about Nesachim, says the Mishnah in Mesechah Shkalim. That parak in Shkalim talks all about what you do with leftovers. Mosar, money for an olav, an asham of all leftovers. That's the parak about leftovers. So what if you have mosar nesachim? Leftover nesachim. We'll have to see what does that mean, leftover nesachim. You have leftover wine? No, we'll see what that means. Mosar nesachim, but leftovers, you take it and you use it l'keitz ha-mizbeach. You use it for bringing olos nedava at a time when the mizbeach is empty. In the summer months when nobody's there, people are taking vacations, they're not coming to the Beis HaMikdash. So, at that time, it's pasnish, it's not right to have the mizbeach without any karbanos on it for a long time. So you use these extra money to bring olos there. What is the lashon of keitz ha-mizbeach? So Rashi in the Ksav Yad, three lines to the bottom, quotes keitz ha-mizbeach, kayitz is dried figs that they used to use for eat for dessert. That's what it means at the end. So kaitz is like at the end. Ka'adam shebivim lo te'enim la'achar su'udah v'yacharmina perakam adeshvuas. Kaitz bebro shuach la'adam. It means dessert. That's what kaitz is. So this is dessert. When everybody's finished bringing their regular karbanos, so you use this for dessert, so to speak, for the mizbeach. Okay. So, says the Mishnah, most of the Sachem are left for the case of Mizbech. So, my most of the Sachem, what are most of the Sachem? Reb Chia bar Yosef Omer, Beirut Semidos. These Beirut Semidos, these overflow. That's the most of the Sachem. Reb Yochanan Omar, Kaosa Shashaninu. No, most of is the following, like we learned there. HaMekabel Allah V'Savik Slasos Me'arba. Let's say you are a baker, and you agree to supply flour to the Beis HaMikdash. You agree? You have the deal. So let's say you accept to supply it for me'arba, right, to four sa'ah, for a certain price, va'amdu b'shalosh, and then the items you could get, instead of getting four sa'ah for that price, you could get three sa'ah for that price. Price goes up, you're selling me'arba. Hekdesh always wins. Hekdesh always wins. Even though it's more expensive now, you got to give the same amount that you agreed to. Or, Mishalosh Ramdu Me'arba, even in the opposite direction, Misabik Me'arba, Shiyan Hekdesh Alal Yonah, you always got to give more. Whether the price went up, price went down, you always got to give more to the base of Mikdash. So sometimes, you're going to give more than what was needed. So that's most of the Sachem. That's exactly what the Mishnah means, but one of the opinions, as we saw, was Mosar, like we said, the Beirutzin. Tani Kavasi Rabbi Chiya Bar Yosef and Tani Kavasi Rabbi Yochanan. The Brisa that supports each one of these Shitas. Tani Kavasi Rabbi Chiya Bar Yosef, Beirutzin Midos, Halalu, Mahaya Osin Bahen. These Beirutzin Midos, what do they use them for? Im Yezevach Acher Yakribu Imo. If there's another carbon that's ready, and you could use it for that other carbon, use it. And we discussed earlier, does that mean that the carbon was ready shechted, and is ready and waiting, so nobody will notice that you're switching? That's what we said. V'imlanu, but if already had leftover, not yipaslu belina, that is pasul. V'imlav, and if there's no other carbon, and it's not nifsal belina yet, makiz benet some mizbeach. Use it for that time. V'kayet zehu mahu, olos, habas, olos, you bring that for olos, habasar lashem, ba'oros lekohanim. You bring the basar for, the basar goes burn, and the oros go to the kohanim. Right, that's what you use for Kates of Mizbeach. What's the Chiddush? So you look at Rashi. Rashi says, on the third line on top, what's the Chiddush of Oros L'Kohanim? You might have said that the Kohanim aren't bringing these. This is just purely for the Mizbeach. You're taking money and you're using it for the Mizbeach. So Rashi says on top, Mao de Tema, Hol Ulukeitza Mizbeachu, Yehe Kulo Ola, you might have thought the whole thing should go to be an Ola. Viafilu Ora, She Yaxer, Vyigachmi Deme, Or HaBehema, Letzorecha Ola. V'lo Yehe Or LeKohanim. You might have thought that the Or shouldn't go to the Kohanim. Because after all, this is all for the Mizbeach, so you should take the money from the Or, take the Or, sell it, and bring a carbon with that, send it back into the pot. So Kamash Balan, no. Even these, it's the regular din of an Ola, where the Kohen gets the hides. That is the Brisa that supports the first Shita. Tani Kavasi de Rabbi Yochanan. Hamakaba Ola Vesavik Slosos Me'arba V'yamda Mishalosh Mesavik Me'arba Mishalosh V'yamda Me'arba Mesavik Me'arba Sheyad Hektish Al Ha'el Yona. Hektish always wins. V'zeu Sheshaninu Moser Nesach L'Keitza Mizbeach. Right, and that's what the, so it's a Brisa that supports each opinion of what Moser Nesachim are. Okay, says the Mishnah, Kol Karbanas Tzibra Vayachin, Tudin Nesachin. All carbon tzibers and carbon yachids need Nesachin brought with them, the wine libations, wine and flour and oil. Chutz, except for Min HaBachor V'HaMaiser, so there's a lot of exceptions. Chutz Min HaBachor V'HaMaiser V'HaPesach V'Yachatas V'HaAsham. All of those do not require Nesachim. You mentioned at the beginning of today, Asham Mitzorah requires. But a regular Asham does not. So, Ela, Shechatas Asham Mitzorah, Ve'Asham Atud Nesachim, as we said earlier. The Mitzorah Karbanos need, because those really are not Ba'al Chait, but all the other Karbanos, besides the ones listed in the Mishnah, require Nesachim to be brought. The Brisker Rav asks, in Maisa Karbanos, right, how do you look at Nesachim? Is it a Chovas Karban? Or is it a chovas gavra? I mean, does it flow from when I bring the carbon? Or is it ahem eker dina hu chovas ha-carbon? Sha carbon mechayev, she karav imo minchas nesachim, o sheish bezeh chovas gavra? Sha maybe carbon, but neder when a dava, chiva, Torah, oso, lavi gam minchas nesachim. Right? Nafgamina, do you have to have lishma, lishem bailim by the nesachim? What if you don't have L'shem Bailim by the Nesachim when you pour the wine libations? What if you don't have L'shem Bailim? So if it's a Chovas Karban, then maybe you don't need L'shem Bailim. Because it's a Chovas, you brought the Karban, so it's connected to the Karban, that's it. If it's a Chovas Gavra, whenever Bailim brings this Karban, the Torah also demands that he brings these Nesachims, then you have to have a L'shem Bailim. And if you don't have L'shem Bailim, he would have to bring it another one. He might have to bring another one. Okay, so that is an important discussion related to the Nesachim. Okay. Another question is, when does the Chiyuv conceptually kick in? When you're makdish the animal originally, or when you bring the animal, when you're makdish the animal? That might be another nafkamina, not just L'shem Bailam. Continuing, says the Gemara. Vatisim Ishel Hashem. The pasuk in Parsha Shlach, you will bring an isha carbon for Hashem. Yachal kol ha'ola le'ishim. You might think all ola, anything that's burnt on the mizbeach. Yehetah nesachim afilu mincha. You might think everything needs nesachim. Even minchas need nesachim. Like a mincha needs a mincha. Tamalomar ola. No ola. Shlamim minayin. How do I know that a shlamim needs nesachim? Tamalomar zevach. Toda minayin. How do I know a toda needs nesachim? Tamalomar o zevach. Yochoshan is a big long brisa. Yochoshan imar be'af pachar ma'aser v'pesa v'chadas v'asham. I might think they include all of the exceptions. Tamaloma lafali neder ovin dava. Ba b'neder n'dava ta nesachim. She'ena ba b'neder n'dava ain't ta nesachim. Only items that could come b'neder n'dava. Mashma lahotzias elu. Semicolon, stop there for a minute. Right, so that's why only items that are ba b'neder n'dava. So chadas and asham cannot. Pesach? Is that Babadet? Pesach, Meiser, all of these are definitions of certain animals. You can't bring these, you can't bring a Bechar B'Nedava, right? Either it's a Bechar or it's not a Bechar. Either it's Meiser or it's not Meiser. None of these are Nedavas, so therefore that's the Leman. You always need a Sachim by Karbanos that can be brought B'Neder or B'Nedava. There's a big discussion in the Mefarshim on Chumash why the Parsha of Nesachim is said where it is said. A lot of Parshanim talk about this. We talk about this a little bit in the Parshas here a couple of years ago. Parshas Nesachim was given in Shlach. Why is it in Shlach? Right after the Chet of the Meraglim, we have the mitzvah of Chala and the mitzvah of Nesachim. Right, both of those are given right there. So the question is why? Chazal already pick up on this. Chazal say, because we were all depressed that we weren't going into Eretz Yisrael, because we all sinned, so we were going to give up hope, we were going to be Messiah. Kadosh Baruch Hu gives us a mitzvah that only applies in Eretz Yisrael. Gives us a mitzvah of challah. Right? But when you go into Eretz Yisrael, then you're going to have the mitzvah of challah. It could be that once you go in, it'll apply everywhere, but it's a mitzvah that only starts once you go in. So it was to give them a little chizik. The Latar V'lamoa Dim Rav Zevin, this we mentioned 2 years ago in a parsha shir, has a beautiful piece about why challah and nesachim. Hanesachim ba'im mimala lamata. The challah mimata lamala. Nesachim go from up to down. Right? You have the nesachim and you pour them down the shisin. So it starts up and it goes down. Challah ba'achalcha milechem aretz tarimu truma. You bring it up. You're merim. You're magbia it. So nesachim go down and challah goes up. Step one. Step two. The point of coming into Eretz Yisrael was to sanctify the natural. In the Midbar, it was a supernatural existence with the man and the Be'er and the Ananei HaKavod, and Klal Yisrael were supposed to go into Eretz Yisrael, live lives naturally, and sanctify their lives. That was the goal of life. But the Dor Midbar, the Meraglim, right, how was it that they sinned? How was it that all Klal Yisrael listened to the Nesi'im? Because they said, no, we want to continue to live this miraculous existence. We don't want to go into Eretz Yisrael and have to have the Teva and be Makadish the Teva. No! We want to stay here! We want to stay in the Midbar, this type of existence! Says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's not what I need in life. I don't need more Malachim. I need people. I need people to sanctify the Chol. And you know what? You can sanctify the Chol in two ways. You can either bring the Kodesh down or bring the Chol up. Those are the two ways that you can sanctify, you can live your life. Meaning, try to head up to Shemayim, or bring the Shemayim down to earth. Right, those two, you have to bring the Kedusha up, or bring the Chol up, or bring the Kedusha down. Right, that's that. I try to read that great line about I don't need more malachim. Right, he has enough of them. And that's why Dafka, Nesachim, and Chala were brought. There is an important Svarno to mention, and then we will continue. The Svarno on this line suggests that possibly Nesachim were given now because prior to these Averos, the Egel and the Meraglim, we didn't need Nesachim. We accomplished whatever we needed to accomplish through the carbon itself. Masha'ekin after, he says, Hide ad ha'egel ha'yaha carbon reach nicholach. Bezulas mincho Nesachim, without the minchas and the Nesachim. Kenyan behevel, v'noach uba Abraham. Ukenyan v'yishlach as nare b'nei Yisrael. V'yalu olas v'yizvachush Nesachim shlamim Hashem. Lo zulas, he didn't need anything else. Ubechetam beegel hitzrich mincho nesachim laolas hatamit shikar betzibur umeyal shachatu bemeraglim hitzrich mincho nesachim lahachshir gan karben yachin. So something changed. Something changed by these chataim that now required nesachim and minchas to go along with it. Again, this is a Rav Kuperman points out that the Svarno and the Meshach Chachma, a lot of times Svarno and the Rishonim, Meshach Chachma and the Akronim, talk about how mitzvahs might have changed based on historical events. So that's the Meshach Chachma does that sometimes, and the Sfarno does that sometimes. This is another example where the Sfarno does that, that maybe the Nesachim were given now, because this is when it was needed. This is when it was needed. Okay, let's continue. Says continuing the Brisa. Otzi es chovos habos machmas haregel beregel. So let me exclude all the chovos that come on Yantif. Umaynin hu olos re'iya v'shal mechagiga. That's ola and shlamim, but they're ones that you have to bring. So should we say that those do not require nesachim? Tam alomar o b'moadechem. Kol abo b'moadechem ta nesachim. Mash v'lahavias elu. So I know I include those, even though they are ola and shlamim, that are chovos, but they're still included. Avi si'ir echatas ho obam chova b'regel. What about the si'ir echatas? That's also a chovan regel. So you want to include that one? Tam alomar, no. Frisatsa ben bakar. Ben bakar bechlal haya. Ben Bakar was included. For Mama Yatza, Rashi explains why it's extra. La Hakishe Love, Ma Ben Bakar Miyuchad, Bab and Edom and Adava. I've called Bab and Edom and Adava. Chatas is not Bab and Edom and Adava. So therefore, no Nesachim. Lasos. Should we stop here? I'll continue a little more. Lasas Rech Lichoch Lashem, Min HaBakar Min HaTzon, Matam Olomar, Lefishad Emar Ola, since it says Ola Shomei Ani Afila Ola Sa'of, B'mashma. I would have thought even Ola Sa'of, the bird Ola, have Nina Sachim. Tam Olomar, Min HaBakar O Min HaTzon, Dibri Rabbi Yoshia. That's what excludes Ola Sa'of. Rabbi Yonazan Amar Eino Tzarech, Haray Yomer, Zebach, V'of Eino Zebach. It says Zebach, an oaf is not called a Zebach. Im Kain, so what do you use that pasuk for if you don't need that? You learn that from just the word zevach. You might think that you have to bring from both of them if you say I want to bring an ola. You can do whatever you want, but it says the word o to separate. Period. There is a suffix that I saw the some of the achronim have. According to, there's a Tana in Mesechus Krisus, a Daf Chaf Hei. Misnadiv Azam Hashem Tali Kol Yom. Baba Ben Buta. There's a certain Tanam that said you could bring an Asham, you could be Misnadiv and Asham Talui. A hanging Asham, right? You don't know if you did an Aveir or not. So, Safik Aveiris. So do you bring Nisachim with an Asham Talui according to that Shita? So that's a Safik. The Safik, whether that's true, because is that considered Baba Nether Badadava, or do you compare that to other Ashamos? Okay, we'll have to stop here. Everybody should have a Chag Sameach. A good Yom Tov of Kabbalah Satorah. Bez Hashem, I will try to give the daf on Thursday. The sponsorship, I thank the anonymous sponsor who sponsored the shiur in honor of the Magid shiur. And just one point, which I didn't mention at the beginning, but there is somebody that's always behind the scenes that never gets the credit, that's also helps with the shiur every day, and that's Josh Rudolph. I just want to thank him for everything that he does in terms of the uploading and all the technical work. So the shiur I consider sponsored for him as well. Everybody should have a good Yom Tov.